You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The emblem of the Federico Gomez Children's Hospital in Mexico City, where Pope Francis spends Sunday afternoon, relates to Aztec culture. The Aztecs took great care of their children, it seems. Likewise, all these centuries later, the 2,700-strong staff of the hospital take great care of the little patients there, children with cancer, genetic malformation, or neurological disorders. The Pope will be greeted at the hospital by 25 children and the nation's Primera Dama, Angelica Rivera. It will represent a moment of joy in what for the children and their families is a harsh reality. Dr. Jose Alberto Garcia Aranda is director of the structure and has worked there for 45 years. He's a charismatic figure who, as you'll hear in a moment, believes everyone in the structure counts. Veronica Scaresbrick, who is in Mexico City with Pope Francis, spoke to him ahead of the visit, and he expressed his joy, explaining how two little children will ring a bell in the presence of the Pope to signal their recovery.
It's a children's hospital, and therefore it poses particular problems, particular challenges to the children, to the parents, and to the doctors.
Yes, that's it. That's
our and the nurses.
Not only the nurses, all the people that work here in the hospital. Because the man who cleans the floor has a special paper in all these kind of treatments. Because if you don't have clean the places, the kids will die more because of infection. So not only doctors and nurses, no. It's all the people around in the hospital. We have 2,780 workers here in the hospital.
But the challenge is at a personal level. It's difficult to see children who are not well and who are seriously ill.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but the main challenge is that these kids are the poorest kids in Mexico.
Across Mexico.
Across all the country, yeah. And this is the main challenge.
The Pope is coming here. What does that entail for you, for the hospital?
As I told them, I think that the main thing is that he has bringing us hope, faith, and that's the most important part for the sick children, for the parents, and for the workers in the hospital.
There will be a private moment, a very special moment. Can you tell me about it?
Yes, it's a place in which we have a bell, and that bell is rang only when a kid cure of cancer. And I'm going to explain that, and it would be two kids that are going to ring the bell.